Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Little Miss Quickfingers over there with her own microphone, huh? Look at you. All right, it is a little after 9 o'clock. That must mean news with Gina Grad, everybody.
Now, from the 97.1 newsroom.
Randy, where the f*** is my audio?
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
God!
All right, Grad, what's happening in the news, baby?
Quickfingers. Well, firstly, Pope Benedict XVI concluded his visit in the United States this weekend. And with all the many speeches he gave in the span of his six-day visit, he finally found time to speak about the very controversial hot-button topic of child molestation within the Catholic Church. And we have some very poignant audio from his speech.
All right, here's the Pope talking about the molestation in the Catholic Church, man.
No words of man could describe the pain and harm inflicted by such abuse.
If that helps. Doesn't seem like it's going to. But those kids that got abused, how dare they? How dare that happen in my church? If I was there, if I was more involved, see, this makes me feel bad. Because I'm sort of like a weekend Catholic.
Right.
And sometimes maybe a yearly.
Easter.
Yeah, maybe Easter, maybe Christmas. If I was more involved and more hands-on with the church, this wouldn't happen.
Why is that?
Because I wouldn't have allowed it to happen. But since I'm not there as often, that's when the S
started
hitting
down.
The fan. Yeah.
Right.
But if I was there, I would have done something.
Maybe you should be delivering that speech in a German accent.
Although, you know what? I was pretty involved in the church when I was younger. I had my I was baptized at St. Mel's. I had my first communion at St. Cyril's and my confirmation at Our Lady of Grace in the Valley.
Oh.
All three churches in the Valley. And I never heard of anybody getting abused or saw it or witnessed it or anything.
No one.
Maybe
no
our
friends.
Three churches skated. Who
and
knows?
Maybe they know how to, you know, mum's the word.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I was never an altar boy or anything, but I certainly, was going to CCD every Wednesday while my friends were riding skateboards to McDonald's. That was a blast.
What does CCD stand for?
No idea.
Okay.
I think it's catechism or something, but it's, I don't know what CCD stands
and
for.
And maybe you could help me out with this one. What is a Eucharist?
A Eucharist?
Uh-huh.
The hell out of here. Who do you think you're talking to?
You don't know either.
I sat there and looked at my little Timex watch that my grandfather gave me for my, you know, third grade graduation and just kept looking at it until it was over. I never heard a word that the priest said.
A word.
All I knew was when my mom's nails dug under my arm, it was time to stand up and or kneel down. That's all I knew. All right. Anything else in the news, Gina Grad?
Yes. Well, the night before the Pennsylvania primary, presidential candidates Senator Hillary Clinton, Senator Barack Obama, and Senator John McCain will each make a very special appearance on a three-hour edition of Raw tonight on the USA Network. And if you're not familiar with Raw, it's a wrestling show.
Ah, all right. Fantastic.
So the candidates intend to tap into more than 5 million viewers who each week tune in to watch Raw, making it the number one weekly year-round show on cable. In particular, Democratic Senators Clinton and Obama will be appealing for votes from WWE fans in Pennsylvania, where they are locked in a tight primary battle. We have a little bit of audio from these
Excellent.
Take messages if you'd like to hear them.
I'd like to see a cage match between the three of them.
Yeah.
And the winner becomes president. Who
Last
knows?
Man standing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, first we have Senator Hillary Clinton getting all crazy
all
for
right.
the WWE.
Here we go. Clinton at the WWE, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Hillary Clinton. But tonight, in honor of the WWE, you can...
Jesus, that sounds so desperate.
Jesus Christ.
It
really does. I'm Hillary Clinton in honor of the WWE. What happened to this country?
Get Bill.
You want the wrestling vote. Jesus Christ.
Hi, I'm Hillary Clinton. But tonight, in honor of the WWE, you can call me Hillrod.
Oh, Babu. Hillrod.
It's going to go from bad to worse. I'm not going to lie to you.
Look at that.
You got goosebumps.
I got goosebumps. My skin's crawling here. You can call me Hill Dog.
Call me Hillrod.
Or Hillrod.
This election is starting to feel a lot like King of the Ring. The only difference, the last man standing may just be a woman.
Oh, please, darling. It's over, all right? You're not going to win. It is over. Doesn't she know that everybody else in the country knows it's over for her? Except her.
You got to respect that, though.
Bill knows it's over.
Doesn't matter.
I know. Bill Clinton knows it's over for these for this Hillary. Oh, bubble. All right, who's up next?
Oh, it gets better. Barack Obama is up next, I believe.
All right, Barack Obama addressing the WWE. That's right. That's exactly what you heard. Barack Obama, second and now introduced to the WWE, the World Wrestling...
Entertainment, I believe.
What is it?
Worldwide Wrestling Entertainment.
Oh, bubble. And are these people voting?
I don't think so.
Are the guys that are going to wrestling, do they first go to the voting booth and then to watch the wrestling?
They just make a quick stop over at the public library.
And is there one single Democrat in the audience watching the wrestling?
I don't think so.
I don't
because
think
it's
that's
mostly in the Midwest and the South, because
yeah,
I've been.
This is not the crew.
Right.
So to the special interests who've been setting the agenda in Washington for too long, and to all the forces of division and distraction that have stopped us from making progress for the American people, I've got one question. Do you smell what Barack is cooking?
Jesus Christ.
Now, see, at least Hillary went and tried to be humorous about it.
Right.
But this guy is giving a stump speech to people who have no idea who he is.
To the special interests who've been setting the agenda in Washington.
I mean, you go to see wrestling and then you have to stop and listen to this guy?
I think he lost everyone at special interest.
And to all the forces of division and distraction that have stopped us from making progress for the American people, I've got one question.
Right.
Do you smell what Barack is cooking?
He tried to relate to the people, though, because I think he did this one tie-less with an unbuttoned collar.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Well, what is he cooking? Do you ever cook anything?
I'm not sure. Hmm?
Do you smell what Barack is cooking?
I don't know. Whatever you're cooking, I'm sure it's fine.
Delicious.
All right, yeah.
Well, there's one more. Here's a little speech from John McCain.
All right, John McCain now addressing these people.
Looks like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama want to settle their...
He can't even pronounce the guy's first name.
Barack.
Looks like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama want to settle their differences in the ring. Well, that's fine with me. But let me tell you, if you want to be the man, you have to beat the man. Come November, it'll be game over. And what you going to do when John McCain and all his McCainiacs run wild on you?
Oh, ba-boom. These are the three best people to run this country, huh?
What you going
to
do? Now, he's Jesse all of a sudden.
Here's what this sounds like to me. And again, I might be out in left field here. But it sounds like, you ever been on the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah,
at
I
Disneyland?
Love it. I love it.
Do you remember the old one where, and I don't know if they've changed or not, where the boat starts off and it's going through the bayou there and it's dark. And you see the fireflies.
Uh-huh.
And you see the old man in a rocking chair smoking a pipe.
Uh-huh.
This is exactly what this man sounds like. Listen to this.
Looks like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama want to settle their differences in the ring. Well, that's fine with me. But let me tell you, if you want to be the man, you have to beat the man. Come November, it'll be game over. And what you going to do when John McCain and all his McCainiacs run wild on you?
Oh, man. We got to see if we can find the music for the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Because that's exactly what he is. He's got the cowboy hat on. He's got a
bat. Okay.
All right, here's the opening for the...
I'm surprised he doesn't end it with Dead Men Tell No Tales.
All right, the new ride at Disneyland, it's McCain's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Looks like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama want to settle their differences in the ring. Well, that's fine with me. Let me tell you, if you want to be the man, you have to beat the man. Come November, it'll be game over. And what you going to do when John McCain and all his McCainiacs run wild on you?
All right, congratulations. A new low in American politics. All three of them are looking for the WWE vote.
Good luck to all of them.
Very good. All right, anything else in the news, Gina Grant?
Well, finally, apparently not everyone who works the game show circuit is as smart as I am.
What?
I swear to God, former American Idol contestant Kelly Pickler made an appearance on the game show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader recently.
Right.
And boy, was it uncomfortable.
Uh-oh.
Here we have a clip of Ms. Pickler trying her best to answer a world geography question.
All right, here we go. Kelly Pickler on Are You Dumber? Smarter.
Smarter.
I think she's dumber than a fifth grader, right?
A fifth grader.
I should be on
like
that
11,
show.
Yeah.
I should be on that show.
The third grade world geography question is...
All right, you know, let's actually take a bunch of calls here and see if people, see if the callers can nail this, okay? We're not going to give you the question yet, but we're going to take the first caller that answers this question correctly, all right? 520-9710. And we'll ask you this question on the air. So wait for a second for the phones to light up here. And we're in a minute delay, so this might take a minute or so. So I'll tell you what we're going to give you if you answer this question correctly. We're going to give you a four-pack of tickets to see the Los Angeles Avengers, all right? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's see if you're smarter than Kelly Pickler.
Welcome.
It's a four-pack of tickets to the Los Angeles Avengers as they take on the Arizona Rattlers May 3rd at the Staples Center. It's nonstop fast-action football. Go to LAAvengers.com for the latest arena football information. And now, time for an intermission while we wait for the callers. You can go get snacks and drinks during the intermission.
Welcome to intermission. Yeah, intermission.
Yeah, do this more often.
Where did this come from?
Go on, take a leak. So you don't miss all those hot commercials, you know?
This is great.
All right, here we go. Let's start with Logan here. Logan, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How old are you?
I'm 28.
28. All right. Here's the question for you. Ready, young man?
Yes, sir.
Budapest is the capital of what European country?
I'd have to say Czechoslovakia.
Wrong. Alex.
Yeah, can I hear the question one more time?
Here we go, sir.
Budapest is the capital of what European country?
Hungry.
That is correct. Look at you, dude.
Thank you.
How old are you?
23.
All right. And I, do you think you're smarter than a fifth grader?
I would hope so.
Yeah, so yeah. Do I. Okay. Congratulations. You're also smarter than Kelly Pickler.
Thank you, my man. I love the show. I can't believe it.
Thank you. Hold on one second. We'll send you the LA Avengers.
Okay, cool.
Are you a big Avengers fan?
Dude, I love arena football. I was watching it yesterday.
Nice. All right. Hold on one sec, dude. We'll send you those tickets. You get a four-pack. All right, Kelly Pickler was not so quick to answer that question. Here we go. This again, and the question was...
Budapest is the capital of what European country? Budapest is the capital of what European country Nathan has already locked in?
This might be a stupid question.
I'm guessing it's probably
okay.
Going to be.
Like, I thought Europe was a country.
Oh, Babu. Kelly Pickler, man.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
I thought Europe was a country.
Yeah, Europe is a country. And the rest of the world is the other country. There's two of them. There's the country of Europe, and then there's the world country.
Like Eurasia?
Yeah, and then there's the moon country.
Yeah.
And people live on the moon are from Moonsville.
I thought Europe was a country.
Oh, what a dumbass. I mean, how do you get through life where you think Europe is a country? It's not France, not Germany, it's not England or Ireland or Spain or Italy. It's Europe. Yeah. That's the country.
But do you really expect out of that mouth, with that voice, she's going to tell you how to split an atom?
Yeah, but you know what? You don't have to split an atom. You just have to, you know, I don't know how much information you're avoiding on a daily basis where you think Europe is a country.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to avoid talk radio.
Right.
You have to avoid newspapers, magazines, the internet, news of any kind, social situations.
And school, because she can't be that far
and
out of school.
And school. You have to literally put blinders on and make a conscious effort to
be stupid.
You know, when somebody talks to you, you got to put your hands and your fingers in your ears and go, ah,
la, 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 la. Well, a lot of people think Africa's a country, too. So We're not doing too well.
All right, here we go.
I thought Europe was a country.
Oh.
Let's see. Buddhist. Budapest? I never even heard of that.
I haven't even heard of that.
Yeah, let's untrim this clip and keep playing. This is good stuff. Here we go.
Buddhist. Budapest? I never even heard of that.
All right, here's your options. I mean, you could drop out with $10,000.
Ooh.
Like, I know they speak French there, don't they?
Jesus.
Like, I want to say, is France a country?
Oh.
It is so great. Is France a country? 2008!
Is France a country?
Nah, baby.
I don't know what I'm doing.
You know what? Let's talk about your options.
Can you imagine the guy that has to roll around with her in the sack and then listen to this in the morning?
Yeah.
Where, you know, he says maybe he'll, you know, flip on CNN and, I don't know, there's a story about the Supreme Court made a decision on the death penalty. And he says, geez, you know, hey, Kelly, what do you think the vote was in the Supreme Court? Well, I don't know. I mean, the Supreme Court, isn't that a country? No,
isn't
it's not.
Isn't that where
better.
They play basketball yeah. on the Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court. I don't know. Maybe the vote was 500 to 499. Was it close?
Okay.
Kel.
Yes.
Focus.
I am. Like.
I think we're done and beyond the problem of focus.
Yeah, and you know you're in trouble when Jeff Foxworthy is yelling at you.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's
Kelly,
the redneck.
Focus.
Focus.
He's all pissed.
Focus. Focus is for, you know, is for, you shouldn't even have the camera. How can you focus?
I am. Like, I'm listening to what you're saying, but I only hear what I want to.
That's just called being a woman.
Hey-o.
Let's talk about this. I really want you to get the $25,000 because no matter what happens after that, you're walking out of here with $25,000.
All about the charity, so
it is.
I gotta think what's best for them. Let's see. I am just going to copy. Come on, Nathan.
Wow, Bubba. What? Oh, Belize. All right. Anything else in the news?
I'm sorry to leave you so depressed,
but that's
what's happening.
All right. You know what? That's exactly the right song they should play during that show. You get Jeff Foxworthy up there asking these morons who are not as smart as a first grader if they're smarter than a fifth grader. And this should be in the background of every single show. They should just blast this. Time for a little dueling banjos, everybody. Oh, Bubba. All right, folks, that is the news with Gina Grad, everybody.
The news with Gina Grad.
Hey, Tim, that's me!
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll give you at least 4.5 back.
All right, everybody. All right, folks, we're going to introduce our next guest here. Probably not a lot of politics, but one of the most attractive women on the planet who used to work at the station and has now left and started a modeling career. And we'll also talk about your sister later on. But Taryn Vu is with us. Nice to see you, man.
You too, Tim.
Look at you.
Excited to be here.
All right. Now, do you go by Taylor or Vu?
I go by Taryn Vu.
Taryn Vu.
Taylor is for my modeling.
Your modeling.
I try to keep it separate.
Now, you've left the station, used to be in sales here, and you've lost an S-load of weight. How'd you do that?
I actually go to where you go and the rest of the team here. I go to Shape Fitness with Elaine.
Fantastic. Well,
yes.
She's doing a great job on you.
Yes.
Much better on you than Randy so far. Sorry, Gina. I didn't mean to say you better.
Thanks.
I was afraid.
How many times have you gone, Tim?
I've gone 0 times.
Oh, Tim.
I know. I got to get in that gym. Yeah, but please, Randy, when you get to my size, then ask me how often I go. All right. Now, Taryn Vu, we want you to come in. First of all, we got to take a quick break because we're running out of time here. But you're a lovely Asian woman from Vietnam.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, from Vietnam.
And there is a huge, huge backlash against the white women in this country and a lot of white guys flocking to Asian women now and being very proud of it. Want to investigate that a little.
Well,
I haven't noticed. Find out what's going on over there. All right. Taryn Vu is with us. You can see her pictures. Where?
At TarynTaylor.com.
Taryn Taylor. TERIN Taylor. TAYLOR.com. and check them out right now. They're online right now, TarynTaylor.com. And it's the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.